this isn't working. Hello. Hello, hello. Why can't I hear myself? That's very strange.
Okay, oh yeah, let's do this.
All right, hold on. Some technical difficulties here. Headphones are all out of whack. Give me a second. Oh, it's better. Sorry about that. I was making sure with those other headphones. I'm back. Oh, let's see. Sorry, I'm working with a new computer. There's going to be a little gap there every time. DJ Doug.
Okay.
You hear on those? The volume's down on some of them. One of those.
Can you hear me?
No. Well, that mic's not on. This mic is on.
Can you hear me on this one?
Perfectly. Can you hear
okay.
in your headphones?
I can't hear myself super well, but a little bit. Better. Yeah, I think that's good enough, as they say.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Anyway, sorry. Technical show. DJ Doug.
I'm DJ Little His Muffet.
We're doing this Bonnie Beyond the Limits show.
And welcome to our first Beyond All Limits show of 2026.
Yeah,
we're
true.
Excited. We had a few, but you were sick, I was sick, holidays, blah, blah.
If
had to take
sick,
a
yeah.
couple weeks off, but we're very excited to be back and be here for 2026.
Yeah.
And it's been pissing rain in San Francisco for the last
this
several days, so we brought some of our favorite rainy day records, and plus just a few new fun things we thought would be fun to share.
Yes. Yeah, I brought some rainy music. I'll go over the music I just played real quick. I did that set.
Cool.
Started off with the ultimate rainy day music from the Blade Runner soundtrack.
It's a very good rainy day album.
That track is called Blade Runner Blues, which I think is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I followed that up with my favorite Fever Dream rainy day song, He Loved Him Madly by Miles Davis from Get Up With It.
Yeah.
Which is Miles' tribute to Duke Ellington, because he loves Duke Ellington madly. That's
yeah.
what the title's about. And then a little Patty Waters, She's Always Good in the Rain. Song of the One I Love, or Love My Love. Alternate titles for that.
Yeah.
And I just ended out with Everything Happens to Me, Thelonious Monk from Thelonious Monk Alone in San Francisco.
He said this, the Thelonious Monk in San Francisco was one of his few solo albums?
No, aren't you mad? Well, a lot of people put solo records.
It's but no,
rare.
But one of Thelonious'
yeah.
few solo.
Yeah, very few, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, forgive my ignorance, I actually didn't realize that the San Francisco album was a solo album.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't supposed to be. I can't remember. I read the liner notes years ago.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the whole band.
Okay.
And they had a. Sorry, there's a gap in my loop.
Yeah,
I made
little,
it really fast.
Little jump. It's all
sorry.
Right.
I made that like a minute before I came here.
Hey, we do our best.
He had a whole band booked to
mm-hmm.
record some songs,
mm-hmm.
and they were using, to the best of my knowledge, they were using what is now the Great American Music Hall,
mm-hmm.
and they were all coming from the East Coast, and I guess it was like weather or something,
mm-hmm.
so they all missed their flights, but he had the machine and the people there.
Okay,
so
just because of logistics, he was there, but the band wasn't.
So he's like, I'll just record by myself.
So he was like, screw it, I'll just
yeah.
record it myself.
So it turned into like kind of a best of his music by himself.
Oh, that's cool. Actually, I did not yeah. realize the
yeah.
story behind it, that that album.
Accidental.
It's currently being reissued or repressed or
yeah.
whatever, and... I work at a record store, and it's selling very well.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear
And
that.
It has a very cool cover where it's like the San Francisco cable
hanging
car.
Hanging off the trolley car.
And he's hanging off the trolley car, and it's very cool. And, yeah, DJ Doug told me that he would like to have it.
Yeah.
But, I didn't know the backstory. Well, and
I believe that's what it is. I could be wrong. I read that a long time ago.
I don't know. You would know better than I would.
Yeah, I read that when I bought the CD like 20 years ago.
Yeah, but that's a cool backstory.
Yeah.
Fun facts.
So, yeah, sometimes you got to make the recording session work. Anyway, we're glad to be back. This is my rainy day set there.
Yeah.
But everything.
That was a good little rainy day set. Thank you.
Yes, yes. And we had a good week. We got Jalen Hell before us. And
Jalen Hell before
DJ Meta Skeptic next.
And yeah, very exciting. DJ Meta Skeptic took a little bit of a hiatus.
Yeah,
and we're very excited to have DJ Meta Skeptic back in the house. And especially to have this like beautiful sandwich of... some of our homies and favorite Radio Valencia DJs. So we have the John Hell and You and Me, and then a Meta Skeptic.
I need to come up with a nickname, because back when we had three shows in a row when I was a John Hell, I had some silly nickname for it, like they do on The Bone.
I don't know.
It was like the Power Block or something.
I was going to say the Trifecta, but...
I'll come up with a dumb name, I'm sure.
I'm sure you will. I'm not worried. But yes, please...
DJ
Doug and I, I'm DJ Little His Muppet. We are here with you, for you, until midnight tonight.
Yes.
But at midnight, then Meta Skeptic is here for you.
Yes.
And
it's a great lineup.
It's a great block.
8 to 2, good music, yeah.
You know?
I'll fix that gap in my loop next week, I swear.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, that was a great. And also, not to put you on blast, DJ Doug, but I feel like we've had this conversation before, where I said that I feel like there's certain musicians or bands or genres that I really like to listen to, depending on the time of year or weather.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know, I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah.
But now tonight you're like, oh, here's my rainy day picks.
Well, no, but I wouldn't do that at home. I'm just saying, since I was going to the station and people are driving around, I thought, like, if you're driving in the rain, like, what's better than Blade Runner?
So you do have rainy day picks.
I get it. I get, but I don't like, if I wasn't coming to the radio station, I wouldn't have thought of playing that record. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Sometimes it's thematic. Yeah. I think thematically more here.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because, yeah, like I said, we've had this discussion before where I'm like, oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite
radio
games.
At home, I just go for my mood.
Okay.
You know?
But for me, I feel like my mood is very contingent on the weather.
Yeah, I guess. But sometimes the rain makes me happy.
Yeah, but you're...
Not today because I get really wet.
I mean, I feel like I enjoy...
Time of mind.
I feel like I enjoy the rain if I can be at home and I don't have to go out, and I can just be at home and listen to Sonny Rollins, Colossus, or like my favorite things, because or Marquee Moon, because those are some of my favorite rainy day albums. If I can be at home, cozy on the couch with a blanket and tea and book or a movie or whatever, and just or cook some food.
As far as I know, I don't think about the weather or my music.
I think jazz is great rainy day music.
Outside of the show, I don't really think about that much, but usually I'd want to come up with a theme when I'm coming. And the theme is very easy. If it's raining, I'm like, oh, rain theme.
Interesting. It helps me pick records out of the bin. The weather is very, a very big variable in what I want to listen to and what I want to play. Like, even today at work, whoever's play stock it was today put on like some rock steady, and I mean I love rock steady, absolutely, but I was like rock steady doesn't really feel like a rainy day kind of vibe. Like, it feels like a little bit more like a sunny day kind of vibe, you know? And I mean, I wasn't mad at it. Like I said, I love Rocksteady, but I was like, I don't know if this is, like, fitting the mood. So, because, like I said, rainy days, I want more, like, moody, you know, like, jazz or, I mean, well, you'll see, because I'm going to play some of it.
Let's get to your rainy music. I'm curious to hear.
Like I said, I don't like to spoil the set, so stay tuned. We got a fun few little things coming up. So,
should we get to it?
Let's get to it.
Getting there, okay. It's Beyond the Limits. We'll be back after the music.
Limits.
solution. How and why? Just pass on by. Gloom and depression. Fight deprivation. Well, I've got no money. Are you depressing? Depressing? Obsessive? Obsessed? Someone or no one? You alive or dead?
Leave no pain. Feel the pain. waiting. We'll be right back. Always you. for today. And there you are, start living your life like never before. You made the big time at last. Now death awaits for you, so patiently frustrated artist. From the past, everyone should do art, everyone should be an artist. Guitarist, express yourself. And every poet that ever was down through the ages, as they sang, and they told me love was the best, and we all painting the sun to come, and we all live on trying to get the job done throughout eternity. It's always you and me.
Brothers.
Where was I?
I got a job in a flower shop. You're an underachiever.
She feels so sad.
Yes. Yes to the choices you want.
Leukemia still strikes children, men, and women. And in the old days, nothing could be done.
What do you mean you paid for it?
Also, you paid for the ring.
Yeah, I paid for it.
Had trouble finding the rent and keeping people's hands out of my blouse.
Who told you that?
and keep the greens in better condition.
It appears that Iran and Syria are likely targets for...
I didn't have much to say them either.